that?
I think that's sufficient.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And should have done that when we called it tar. That's what we're saying. Yeah. I guess if I'd have read that, we would. Yeah. All right. No public comment. Consent agreement number one. Anybody?
All we've got on there is the minutes from our June meeting.
Make a motion to approve it, Mr. Attorney.
Second. Have a motion second to approve the consent agreement. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. Tab two. Budget.
This 2019-2020 budget, it's pretty much exactly the same as we presented to you last month. That we showed you as preliminary budget. We didn't make any changes to it. The only thing I think that I had to confirm is on the very first page of the actual budget, the very bottom line, we hadn't determined our beginning fund balance, that $1.8 million. I think I was showing it in that budget last month, but it was still up in the air as to what that would actually be, but we left it at $1.8 million, and that bottom line number is always a guess for us at this time of year, because it's, you know, we've still got 3 months to go before October 1st, and we don't know how much money we're going to spend on extensions. So, you know, we could spend another $400,000, we could spend another $600,000 on extensions in the next month. So that number is just a guess at how much we're going to have left when we get to the end of the year. But that $1.8 million is a good conservative number. That's about where we've been for the last 3 or 4 years. We've just been holding steady at that number as the amount that we've been carrying over from year to year. But other than that, everything's about the same as it is as it was whenever I presented this as a preliminary budget last month. And I can, you know, we can go over it in as much detail as you guys want, or I can answer any questions that you have on it.
One thing, Kevin, it may be too late for this budget, but I wasn't really aware of it until I came out here on the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to be budgeting to plant additional trees out here, because every tree is, especially when it's, this park is used in the warmer seasons, and everybody hugs a tree. Trust me, they're all in a tree, even a cedar tree. And we need some trees out here. I think it would really enhance the park if we budgeted even $5,000-$6,000, you know, for the next few years, and plant, you know, what trees we can. You know, a dozen a year, don't plant them all at 1 year.
What would you think we should plant? Like cottonwoods or
maple cottonwood?
Well,
just something that would give us a quick shade.
It's a little bit of both. I would do some elms, probably, maybe a cedar elm. Even some of your Texas ashes will grow on the rock hills, you know, in this kind of locale. You know, it wouldn't be even bald cypress I've had pretty good luck with, even in rocky land a little bit, and they'd be pretty.
You know, if you look at that, at the park budget, it's toward...
it's not a lot of money, really.
For park improvements, we put $27,000 in there.
Oh, okay.
And that's really not designated for anything in particular. Last year, we haven't been spending all of that money. We've just been letting it go back into the budget. This year, since we ended up acquiring that Keith property over there, we'll spend our whole park budget, because that's what we're spending down there. But that $27,000, it'll be. I mean, we can buy a lot of trees with that.
Yeah. Well, if we start every year planting a few trees, eventually we'll get a pretty good group of them.
Well, we'll what's the best time of year?
I'd do fall and winter.
Yeah. We've tried over the years to do a little bit of planning. We probably hadn't planted as many as we'd hoped to when we you know, when we built this park, we had a bunch of big cottonwoods down there, but those just over the years, those, I mean, we lost one, and did we lose one or two?
One big one.
We lost one real big one in that windstorm the other day. Yeah. But the cotton, it's getting barer and barer because, you know, we just keep losing trees.
Yeah, we ought to start planting some trees every year.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, Phil, we'll holler at you in the fall and maybe get you out here to help us pick some trees out. We've had pretty good luck with those cypress, Larry. Yeah. We planted them when Larry was working in there. they've done pretty well.
Except the roots come to the top of the ground.
Yeah.
Before you need to keep up dirt.
If you get them, yeah, if you get them close enough to the water, I think they'll do good. But you know, we do need trees away from the water as well. And we've planted a few bur oaks down there, and we didn't really have much luck with them. I mean, they're not doing real well, but we can figure out, you know, something
else. They're pretty fast though when they grow.
Yeah.
Bare oaks, that big tree. But
yeah,
those native
oaks.
Okay. We'll get some. Well, we've got some money in there to do that if, you know, when the time comes.
Make a motion to approve the budget this spring.
Second.
We have a motion second. Pass the budget. Any further comment? No further comment. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No opposition? Ayes have it. So, tab 3.
Tab 3 to set the proposed tax rate. This budget that you just approved, it was built on a tax rate of 0.129. That's the same tax rate we've been at for the last 3 years. And it's gonna raise us a little bit less money, you know, because the plant value is just steadily dropping on us. But I think that we would hear it from our taxpayers if we kept creeping up. But what's happening is what we had expected to happen. Our water sales are, you know, they're increasing every year, so we're making a little bit more money off of water as our tax value is decreasing. But we're going to still be able to do everything that we want to do with that tax rate that we've been at. If you look at that sheet, that behind it, you can kind of see what's going on for the last 10-12 years. Back in 2007, with that tax rate of 12 cents, we were bringing in, now let's look at 2008, we were bringing in $3 million back in 2008 off of this same tax rate. And for the last 9-10 years, it's just been steadily dropping. You know, we had 3 million, 3 million, 3 million, 3 million, and 2.8, and 2.5 million, and 2.7 million, 2.2 million. So, you know, now off of that same 12 cent tax rate that we used to get $3 million off of, we're at 2.2 million.
Which, how much has the plant value gone down just in this last year?
In the last year, it's in that write-up. It looks like the plant value was down. When these numbers that we're looking at, it's showing the total value of the whole county. But you know, when it varies from year to year, it's mainly plant value. But do you know off the top of your head what?
I don't. I can't remember. It's you know, 70.
I'm saying here that the certified taxable value is down. $9 million, but yeah. I don't think
that's
I'm trying to remember if that's all.
Like you say, that's about 80% of the tax value, but the rest of the values ought to be creeping up a little bit. Not to recover that much. Yeah. Of a problem.
It is. The rest of the value is creeping up a little bit, but it's not creeping up enough to recover what offset, because those are just such huge swings that we get off of that plant.
Yeah, I think you've done very well. The tax rate's the same. We're taking a little less money.
Yeah, we had hoped 10 years ago when we were taxing 12 cents and we were bringing in $3 million, we had hoped that we would be able to lower our tax rate as our water sales grew, but the way it's worked out is, you know, our water sales have just basically offset the loss in the plant value that we've had, but the, you know, still.
We still have a very low water rate for it.
We do.
Yeah.
We have a real low water rate and.
We're a great value for the taxpayer.
I think you've been good stewards of the county, you know, keeping the rate the same.
And I think, you know, we're the, really the only taxing entity that, as the plant value has dropped, we're the only taxing entity that's kept our tax rate the same. You know, the hospital districts had to go up, school district has gone up, the county's gone, everybody else has had to go up. But we've been able to stay right there at that 12, in that 12 cent range that we've been at for 10, 12 years. And I think.
How many years do we have left on our debt service?
I think we got 9 years, is that right? Around 9 years.
You know, if we can hold on, I mean, that's an immediate 5 cent bump. I mean, almost 40% of our tax rate will be available to M&O in 9 years. So we're in good shape.
Yeah, we are. And we'll be, if we can hang on another 9 years.
Right, and with the reserves we have, we might be able to do that. And then we get all kinds of relief once we get our debt paid off.
Yeah.
We should, in 9 years, we should be just about able to have the full county that.
I would think so. I would.
Even in the limited area.
Yeah.
Everything changes in 9 years. That bond.
I would think within 9 years, that's going to be.
Now,
population growing in those areas. There's just not any more land.
Right.
Well, like the rest of the county, it's going to depend on what happens at the plant values. If they sell and they happen to lose value for some unknown reason.
You think if they sell, they'll lose or they'll gain?
I don't have any idea.
It could go either way.
It's an unknown factor, what I'm saying. Unfortunately, we fall into 80% of our tax values.
Right, but even at the 2.2 billion valuation, we're in good shape. In my mind, once the INS comes off, you know, then you can maybe start a program to get to Chalk Mountain and
right.
Things like that. And that we have lots of available cash flow. As long as we can manage within the 2.2 billion, we're in good shape, which we're doing now.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been at that for 5 years, basically. And so,
yeah.
I think we're doing really well.
I do too. I think it.
And how well the plant has held up.
Yeah, I wouldn't think we have anything to complain about, even at the 2.2 value.
No, we're doing. What's that?
Everything's fine.
Everything is fine. And you know. The amount of money that we're able to put into John's budget for extensions, it's about all we can do with one contractor in a
right.
year. So it works out. It's working out pretty good.
Well, they don't have to be.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the people who don't have it, they like maybe.
There's
but I think y'all are doing enough.
We're getting them as fast as we can, but still, there's you know, it didn't used to be when we first started out. We were having to try to find places to go, but now. Everybody that doesn't have water, they're just demanding it because you know they've got friends and neighbors that are on it, and yeah, we've got a lot of people wanting water, and unfortunately, most of them are on extensions that just don't make much sense. Those roads that have.
And you know, if we threw a lot of money at it, we would be running some real inefficient lines.
Yeah.
You know, and this pace we're going is probably a good governor of.
That's what happens when you get down to the point where most of the roads are already supplied. You have to run some dead end line.
Right.
Well, I think it's going to be great. Are you ready for a motion, Mr. Chairman?
Yes. I'm looking to see. Yeah, we do need a motion for our tax rate. Yes, sir.
I move that Somerville County Water District set a tax rate of 0.129, which 0.081 would be maintenance and operation, and 0.048 interest and sinking, and we set a public tax rate.
Public hearing.
For a hearing on September 9th. 8:00 a.m., I guess, at this point.
That's correct.
I second the motion.
I'm just make sure this is just a proposed tax rate, and we'll set that final tax rate at that public hearing.
All right, we have a motion and a second. We've had a lot of discussion previously, if there's any more. If there's not, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No opposition? Motion passes. And we'll move to tab 4.
Don't have a whole lot on the general manager's report. Going to talk a little bit about the fireworks show. Fireworks show was, it seemed like it was better than ever. You know, every year it's been the same amount of money for the last 9 years, $20,000. But it seems like with the technology and the fireworks, I think they're getting better. The weather's good too, yeah. I think nowadays you get a little bit better bang for your buck than you did, 9 years ago. I know the equipment that they're using out there is certainly different. When 9 years ago, they had almost that whole bridge full of them because there was so much equipment. But now they had about a third of it full. And they're just, it's all more compact, and the electronics of it make it easier for them to put together, so I think they're just getting more efficient. But it was certainly a good show. Last year we counted 2,250 people through the gate. This year it was 2,291, so we had a few more people show up. Last year we brought in $4,500 at the gate, and this year we brought in about $5,400. So it looks like more people came earlier in the day and paid rather than just waiting. Yeah.
Well, you count the people that were not here that all around the county could see it and watch it from their own home. That's a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. That's just people in the gate. Now, if you drive around the outside of this property, there's people lining all the roads. Like that road back there, there's just people on both sides of it that just didn't, want to drive in the gate and be in the congestion. Now there's lots. Everybody within a few miles that had a view of this property, was having a party in their backyard. But we had a lot of people.
The county still opening the amphitheater for the parking?
I don't know if they did or not.
They tried to set it. I don't know if they did or not.
They did for a while, but I don't know if they've had.
It was a good show. We had, I heard every year we get a few complaints about one thing or another, but we had very few complaints. I haven't heard of any after the fact. Have you guys had? Mm-hmm. I think it went real well. It's money well spent.
The only thing that I noticed is that we had control going out the gate, but that now that there's a four-way stop down there, if we could get somebody to direct traffic down there, because we stood in line quite a while once we got out the gate going on down.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Then the back.
Okay.
But there was somebody down there when I went through.
At the four-way stop?
No.
Yeah, maybe the county could put a deputy down there or something, but they went through.
Yeah, that would be good.
But they really. There's very little traffic. Most of them just slowing down and going on through. It moved pretty fast there, which I thought would be fine at that time. But most people were going right and left, turning there when we went through.
Yeah, next year see if we can have the sheriff run somebody over there to wave folks through.
You say, was the price $20,000 or $25,000?
$20,000.
I thought we paid 25. That's good.
Yeah. It's always been 20,000.
I was saying 25,000 in 25 minutes. It was 25 minutes long, but it's just 20,000. I thought it was a burger.
We signed up for next year?
Yes, I will sign up for next year. I mean, we put it, there's some budget that you just approved. It's included in
this. Good idea.
In there.
We use the same people.
Yes, sir. It's been the same vendor. Now they changed hands this year, but still the quality of the show was just. I was a little bit worried that we may not get the quality of the show, but it was a good show.
It was.
But I'll use the same folks. We'll set us up for the 4th. I think the 4th will fall on a Friday next year. So, you know, we'll have a bigger crowd.
Yeah, it'll be big time.
Yeah.
Very good.
And we've got our water line extension update. You'll have to go to the 3rd page to get to where we're at now. We're still out at Eagle's Nest. We're just finishing up Eagle's Nest. After we get done with Eagle's Nest, I think we got a little short job out in front of the state park out here. We gotta get done. It's basically just to get to a new meter. They're putting in a big campground right out in front of, right across from Dinosaur World out there.
Is it on the road going into the park on the right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. It's a big campground, kind of a destination type campground, and they're wanting water. We're gonna hit them. Then we're going to go to this piece of property up on Highway 144 North, the one where we're going to have to get on Miller's Place to.
How long is that on that 144? I mean, offhand, not important.
I'm trying to think how long it is.
You got 4,500 feet? Is that what?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's 4,500 feet that we're crossing Miller's property on, and then once we get on that developer's property, we've got about another 6,000 feet. So we're going to put in around 10,000 feet total up there, a little over 10,000 feet. Yeah, that's a big job, and you know that's the one the developer's paying a big part of that one.
Well, that's what he's calling that Forest Hill One.
Yes. Forest Hill Phase One. And then he's going to do that, you know, he'll do that interior cul-de-sac on it, and that'll be Forest Hill Phase Two.
Where is Falcon Ridge? Is that out on 56?
Falcon Ridge is on 144 South.
144.
That's the sub. We're already serving Falcon Ridge. But that was the subdivision we took over from the developer, and it had a bunch of 2-inch PVC glued. Our guys are out there fixing leaks. They're fixing leaks all the time. As a matter of fact, the day before the fireworks show, we had everybody running around getting ready for the fireworks show, and we had a pipe blowout out at Falcon Ridge, and we had to just drop everything we were doing.
The old boy that started that.
He knew what he was doing.
He was nickel and dime.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, and finally.
But that's the way it usually works. It's either a weekend, a Friday afternoon, or the day before a holiday that we get a pop out there. In addition to that, we don't have fire protection in there because the lines that developer put in are not fire rated. So anyway, it's been hard to justify getting it as close to the top as we could. But man, we're just spending too much time in our man hours, and you know, we try to run operate with a small staff, and it's difficult to pull everybody off. And
you've got quite a few people living back in there now.
Yeah, John doesn't like to get muddy.
What I'm thinking about.
John not as crazy about getting muddy as he used to be.
They're building houses in there all the time.
Oh yeah, they're building lots of houses. I wish we'd have been able to get in there before they got all them houses in, because it's
when they got started.
Yeah, but we didn't. Let's see what we got next. Anyway, it's working its way up the list, and we're going to get in there. We'll get in there and get it done. Then we got our bank account report on the next page. That's about everything about where we expect it to be this time of year, with three months to go before the new fiscal year. That interest in sinking fund in the middle. Still has $1.3 million in it. We'll make our debt service payment in September, and that'll almost all go away. We'll finish up the end of the year, like I said, with about $1.8 million left in the general fund, and we'll finish up the year with that $7 million still down there in the capital maintenance and trust fund.
Oh, we make that debt service payment every September? Is it just once a year?
Now we have a small payment that we make in March, which is an interest. I think it's just an interest payment. and then we make our big payment in September of every year. That's our principal payment. Next report we've got there is our water usage report. Didn't sell much water last month compared to last June. Last June we sold 27 million gallons. This month we sold 18 million gallons. That you can
show the difference in the rainfall.
Absolutely. You can see, you can kind of see how much water people are using on their yards. A big part of it is being used in, you know, watering people's yards. But it's a difference. We brought in $49,000 versus $64,000 on the sales. The next thing is our park report, and we had, I think, by far one of the biggest months last month, the month of June. I don't know why. I think we're just getting more popular, but we made $20,000 last month in that park.
Wow. That doesn't include July the 4th.
That doesn't include July the 4th. Last June, we brought in $15,800, so we brought in almost $5,000 more, and it's just, you know, it's Metroplex, folks. It's scuba divers, it's kayakers, it's guys that, people that come down and that paying that $8 a head doesn't faze them at all. They blow right in there.
It's the same way with river traffic. You see a lot of river traffic too.
Yeah.
Well.
But yeah, park's doing really well.
And the Plex is probably one of the best flows that. Or July the 4th, I can remember.
That's true.
Well, they did.
The park is almost break even, or maybe.
Park, I think money. I think this year, the park is probably gonna break even. You know, when we were putting that budget together, that's what it looked like. For the last couple of years, I think the park has been paying for itself except for the fireworks show. And this year, the park may pay for itself and pay for the fireworks show.
Wow,
that's great. Which, for a park that's a municipal park, that's unusual. Usually, they're just a drain, but this one's getting to be a, you know, a little bit of a carrying its own way.
Good. Oh, we do need extension on our park, our walk path.
When we get caught up, we intend to, but we just, it's been a while since we've been caught up.
Yeah, I stopped down there and looked at that after our last meeting. I kind of see what you're talking about, man, that park place. It's jiggy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And you know, we had some city council that didn't really want us to take it down. And you know, I wanted to try to tie it into what we were doing, but it's not in very good shape, and it doesn't really lay out very well with what we want to do, because we really need a city sidewalk running down across the front of that property. So, you know, our plan is, John, me and John had talked about, probably here in the next couple of days, we're going to get in there and knock that thing down, get it out of there.
Make it all up.
Yeah.
We really haven't been in July the 4th down there.
Yeah, I didn't. Did you go by there?
Yeah, I went by
was
there.
It full of, did we have people inside of our
there?
Words don't begin to describe where our intake is on that lot there. There were some cars in there that they're going to have to wait till dark 30 to get out.
The 5th to get out.
They just parking all over that lot.
Yeah,
even that open field next to Oakdale, the one to the east there, is starting to fill up. I think with the water flow, there was 1 gallon per person in the water.
one square foot per person.
Yeah, you definitely wouldn't want to be downstream.
And it wasn't just the 4th, I mean, for several days.
Well, that's true.
I've never seen so many people in one place in my life.
Back into trees everywhere.
Huh.
Yeah.
I drove
that's
by
what
here.
I mean about trees, because that property was cut.
Yesterday out
there,
yeah,
just teeming with people, tents, like fire ants.
Cookers.
I don't think I've seen that many people in that park.
Lots of folks in
there. There was smoke coming out of every tent.
Well, that's all we've got.
All right, we're ready.
I make a motion and quit.
Second.
We've got a motion for the second. We adjourn. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
And thank you for that. Good report.
Thank you.
Staff, you cover a budget.